Hello, gay men, and welcome to Coming Inside Out Christmas Edition.
Yes, this is dropping on New Year's Eve, or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
This is dropping on Christmas Eve.
I'm your co-host, John Durler.
I'm Brian James. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We do have you singing in a couple of two of the prior episodes, you
closed. I forgot what I was saying. Okay.
Well, listen. I don't know who it was, but yes.
What was your favorite Christmas memory growing up?
My favorite Christmas memory? Opening my gifts as a kid.
Yeah.
That was it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, I don't know, being like 6, 7, 8 years old. You know, when you knew Santa was Santa,
sure.
And he was bringing gifts.
It was just magical. It was total magical.
Yes.
Running in. And we would go to my grandma's the night before. She had Christmas Eve. And we're Catholic. And we all had godfathers, godmothers. You know, my godfathers one told me to get up, you know, whatever. Yep, if you've listened to the story, he told me to get out and find myself. And we would all get to go there. We'd get a gift from our godparents, and then we'd get a gift from grandma. And we would just go, and my parents and all of them would get so fucked up. I mean, wasted. I mean, wasted. It was so much fun, though. And then one night, the same night, we get back to the house, and all of our gifts are there. And my mom was wasted with her boyfriend. And we go, hey, Mom, can we open up gifts? Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Go ahead. And we did.
Opened all your gifts?
We opened all our gifts Christmas Eve. And the next morning, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Growing up, this is a sad story of Brian's. Growing up, I liked IZOD as a kid. IZOD had the little alligator on it?
I couldn't afford
My it. Grandmother, I only wanted IZOD.
Okay.
My grandmother, for Christmas Eve, bought me, everybody got to open a gift, and it was always clothes from my grandmother.
Ooh.
She bought me a shirt, and it had a rabbit on it. A little rabbit on it.
That was cheaper.
And I was crying because I was forced to wear this shirt with a little rabbit on it when I wanted to wear a shirt with an alligator on it.
Well, because that was so popular.
Yes, it was.
And you wanted to be popular.
I want this. My entire life, and I use this analogy later on in life, is I used my clothes as a shield. That was my shield of armor.
For being gay or just your shield?
Life in general, being bullied, being called gay, the feelings that I had, whatever, you know, people do that with food, with alcohol, with this, with whatever.
Are they bullied? Like I did.
I shielded myself with my clothes. That's what I did.
Well, that's fine.
So, I thought we would give ourselves a real estate plug today. We're both realtors here in Los Angeles.
That's right.
And you just have a great, our real estate plug can be your story.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How about we start with that?
You want to start with that?
Let's start with that.
Well, if you are a friend or any family member looking to buy, rent, or invest in Los Angeles,
I don't deal with rentals.
No, if they want to invest.
Oh,
buy, sell.
Oh, yes.
Let me start that again. If any friend wants to buy, sell, invest, or sell real estate, come to Hancock Homes or give us a call because we're both going to take care of whatever you send us. And we'll be taking care of it. However, but yes, you know, it's been a tough year. It's been a very tough year. A lot of properties were on. Didn't come to market, about 40% in our area, because people have their low interest rates and they want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of empty nesters who are wanting to leave their big two-story house and get a one level and walk around, you know.
And there are people that are growing their family that want a bigger house.
But they're holding, it's getting crazy. Yeah. So these two gentlemen would always come into my open houses. They were just very nice, very nice. And for the last few years they have. And then he said, hey, look, we're thinking about selling. Why don't you come on over? We're having a Christmas party. Why don't you come over a little earlier and look at the house and let me know what you think. And we'll go from there. I said, not a problem. And I get over there. And this is part of the journey. I don't remember if I've told them that I'm gay. or not.
Right.
So that's kind of where that's fallen into. But anyway, we're talking, but they're two gay men, and I mean, they had some hot caterers.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, their caterers were hot. They were right out of the magazine. I mean, it was so classy because they go, what do you want to drink? I said, I'm a vodka tonic. And man, that hot waiter came over on a silver platter. This was classy. Their home is absolutely gorgeous, unbelievable. But it was so nice because, and then I was just telling my story to somebody. And then Dave and Jose, or Dave walked up, and he's listening to my story. So I wasn't sure if he knew it or not. And then he goes, wait, what? And he goes, I had an inkling. I didn't know. Oh my God, come here. And then for the rest of the night, he goes, this is John. He's our realtor. And he's gonna, and guys, it's just, I mean, that's a perfect example of people knowing or not knowing, and you just never know where it's going to take you or who you're going to meet. Because at this party, it was so freeing for me just to be who I am. And I wasn't saying, but there was a lot of gay men.
Yeah.
And I made so many friends.
Very nice, John. Yeah.
And a couple wanted to get in my pants.
All right. Did you go home with anybody?
No, I didn't. I kept it. I just wanted to keep it respectable. But my God, I got so many texts after because I gave my cards out and I met guys with their cards. And I met another gay father who had two children.
Wait, did you plug your business at the party the same way you plugged yourself at the Abbey? Your cock is in good hands at Hancock Homes?
Yes, I did. I did. And actually, it was a hit. It was a hit because... this one couple goes, what's the name of your company? I goes, Hancock Homes Realty. Your cock is in good hands at Hancock Homes. And it was a hit. Yeah, they loved it. So, I mean, it was a nice party. Yeah.
We talk about how many times you have to come out, when you come out, who you come out to, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of coming out.
Right, just organically.
Yes.
Not blowing the whistle in the parade, waving the flags. It's just in conversation.
I accidentally came out to a client of mine last week, very unintentionally. I had no plans of coming out to this client. I don't think that he's... not that he's not a fan of gay people. I have no idea. His best friend could be gay. But I'm going to backtrack a tiny bit. In 2019, when my wife and I were going through our separation...
Mm-hmm.
I found a group online, and it was called a Conscious Dads group.
Oh, nice.
It was all men who had children.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Marina Del Rey. We meditated on the beach. Then we did breath work. And then once you're done with your breath work, you go do an ocean plunge. And the water was cold.
Oh, wow.
We were doing this, back in when it was winter time. So I met this group of guys. I became good friends with them. We went to a retreat in Ojai, which is beautiful. And we went to this beautiful house. Anyways, did this thing. I was showing this client property, and he said to me, if you're around later, I know it's the holidays or whatever, but maybe we can look at this property later tonight or later this afternoon, and if not, tomorrow. And I said, I'm sorry. I already have plans this evening. And normally I wouldn't say that, but he's like, I forget what he said. And I meant to say, because I had a friend coming in from Philadelphia, I meant to say, I'm meeting a friend. And he said, someone you went to college with? And I said, no, I meant to say someone I went on a men's retreat, that I met on a men's retreat. No, one of my friends from a gay dance retreat. And he kind of tilted his head a little bit. And I was like,
there you go.
Shit, I didn't mean to say gay dad's retreat. But anyways, and there was zero reaction. Right. It was stone face. And as soon as I said it, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Talk about who and when and
why
you're going to come out. And it was totally unintentional. But I did that anyways.
Okay.
I want to... talk about episode 31.
Okay.
There was a massive snafu.
Oh, no.
Our feed page had an update to it. And it was after I had already done everything to it. And I hit the publish button Tuesday morning, because we come out every Tuesday morning at 6:30. And it had taken our video from like 40 minutes to 37 minutes. And it was just all choppy. It sounded like we were underwater. So we had so many people write into us and say, hey, John and Brian, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but your episode, whatever.
We didn't know.
We didn't in the moment. And then, you know, probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock that morning, I realized. So I went back. I was able to fix it in YouTube. I did a episode 31A.
Okay.
And I fixed the sound in 31A. I couldn't fix it on Apple for whatever reason, and I think I got it fixed on Spotify and all the other pages I have no idea about. So if you were listening to episode 31 and the sound quality was terrible, you could always go onto YouTube and listen to episode 31A, and it's fixed on there.
Oh, good. Thanks for doing that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And I have a good story, like a fun story. I had to call a vendor, a real estate vendor.
Yeah.
I published this podcast on my personal Facebook page. So people that know me through work or wherever, just my town, have seen, I don't have to be friends with them, but they've seen clips of our podcast. I call this vendor and I call him like, hey, woman answers the phone. I'm like, oh, hey, I need to please talk to so-and-so. This is Brian James. And she's like, oh my God, Brian, I've been waiting to talk to you. And I said, oh, really? I didn't even know who this person is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, really? She said, As a gold star lesbian.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
I am so happy for you. I am so proud of you, Brian. I am so happy for you. I saw I was scrolling on Facebook and I came across one of your posts, and I'm just so happy for you and congratulations. It was so nice.
That's great.
Complete practical stranger. Mm-hmm. Just was so nice and loving to me when I was calling this vendor. So that was pretty funny.
That is. That's good. What else we got?
We have some YouTube comments that I printed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read, the third one's a funny one. If you want to read the first two, not that. Or you know what? Let's start with a letter from a listener, but don't read this top part. I don't
think. Okay.
I wrote this guy back. So this guy wrote in on behalf of a friend. He stumbled upon our podcast, but he's writing in for his friend. Who's
really coming, for his friend.
Yeah, who's coming now.
For his friend.
Well, that's
like your friends?
Yeah.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
My friend is married with kids, recently came out, and is starting the process of separation. He's also looking into coming to stay with me as he navigates his new chapter in his life. While I came out at 18 and had a very different experience without ever having a wife or kids, I know his journey is more complicated and I don't fully understand what he's going through.
Yeah.
Look at that guy looking. Oh, yeah, there's some two hot guys.
Did you see the guy when I was walking in?
No.
But they're looking for a time?
Yeah.
All
right. There they go. All right. Anyway, coming back, I want to be as supportive as possible, but I sometimes feel like I'm unintentionally adding to his stress or pain. Do you have any advice, thoughts on what to do or say? Not to say what things have you comfort from your friends to support in this situation. I'd love to hear about anything that's helped. Thank you so much for incredible work you do and any insights you can share. I truly appreciate it. And John is so hot.
Yeah.
He is such a handsome man. Well, thank you, listener, for saying that.
Yeah. So I wrote him back initially and I said, hey, listen, John and I are not therapists. Anything we tell you is support from our heart. It just comes from our heart.
Yeah.
But I thought this was good for our listeners here also, because maybe somebody has some feedback for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's great is this gentleman's gay,
yeah.
So his friends confide in him, which is great. But sometimes I feel that I'm unintentionally adding to his stress or pain. Do you have any? So he feels like he's adding to his stress. I don't think this guy can add to his stress if he's helping him.
No, you know, everybody comes out differently.
Sure,
and
they all have different stress and different pains.
And you know, some people throw themselves into sex, and some people throw themselves into depression, and some people throw themselves into work or whatever. So
food.
I don't know, food, whatever it may be. one of our listeners, this is a guy that belongs to our local group. He listens to our episode every week. He always has the nicest, kindest things to say back to us. He texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, hey, Brian, this may be information that you would like to share on your podcast. And he sent it to me after we received this email. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. In a response to that email, I thought, there's an organization, and I didn't know anything about this organization. Mm-hmm. It's Husbands Out to Wives. It's called HOW.
Okay.
And HOW, that's one thing I printed there, and I printed something else also. If somebody is looking for support, you can go to, I guess it's www.how/support.org mm-hmm. for this HOW organization, and it... Mm-hmm. Our mission is to support each other as we try to find our individual paths and happiness. How members help each other as we redefine our relationships with our spouses, family members, friends, colleagues, even as we may be learning to understand our own real selves.
Mm.
So I think that's great for a listener who's trying to come out.
What's the link again? What's
and I'll post it in our... the description section of the episode, but it's HOW-support.org.
Okay.
It's for bisexual. I mean, mm-hmm. I printed that.
Yeah, it's for husbands out to wives. HOW is a support group for gay bisexual men who are either married to a woman or committed a relationship with a woman and who either have or intends to come out to their wives, partners, about their sexuality. Our mission is to support each other. Okay, so that's what you just said that.
Yeah, and it's they have a home page, a resource page, a contact page.
Well, that's good.
So I thought, there you go. That's some information on HOW.
And if you're a member of HOW, give us a call or an email. Or a text. And if we want to have you guys on the show, we could
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So that's his email. And then we had a couple YouTube... That's next.
You can talk about that now?
You can talk about it whenever you want, but you just can't show the picture.
No. Oh, my God. All right. So, listeners, Brian's new neighbor. I think we talked about
this.
Did we talk about this one?
Yeah.
So, it was... How do we say this? I don't want to get back to him or her. But anyway, Brian has a hot-ass neighbor that just
moved. New neighbor.
And... Yeah, and
I printed his Grindr profile.
Yeah, he's got a Grindr profile. Oh,
and he's 40. He's 6'1". He's like 205 pounds. He is.
So anyway, I think Brian has some kind of rocking neighborhood because he's got these two other gay guys that are the married couple. The married couple that live next door.
They're inviting me over for naked game.
Naked game. No. And you still have it going.
Not gone.
Man, I would be there in a minute. All right, what do we got here?
This is a YouTube comment.
Oh, yes. Okay. And it probably came out of my filthy mouth, me saying something.
Oh, wait. Yes. Yeah, it was dead. Yes.
This is from, not many of the gay women. Okay, so this is something that I said, not many of the gay women I have known know how to fix their truck or, what is that?
Or ute, U-T-E.
Ute.
In Australia, I think they call a truck a ute.
Oh, truck or ute, as we call them here in Australia. Not all gay women wear pants. Take care, gents.
You had said, hey, if there's any lesbians out there, I need help fixing my truck.
Right.
Something.
So, hey, lesbians, I was calling the ones that could fix on the truck. Not all lesbians, but hey, lesbians that can fix a truck. Help.
I've never been to a mechanic shop where was a woman.
Really?
I don't think so. Well, I've always gone to the dealership. I don't know.
I think, exactly. So, I'm going to say stuff that's going to probably piss people off. But
that's okay. Listen, John, at least we know they're listening.
I say it with love.
Yeah.
I say it with love.
And then the next one, I printed this one. He really doesn't say anything, but he says, you guys are doing wonderful. And I want to take a moment because there have been so many times in this podcast, John, where you have thanked me. You're like, oh, Brian, thank you so much for what I do on this podcast. And I accept what you're saying, but I don't think I say it in return.
You don't say shit.
I want to take a moment to say, you know what, John? We get so many of these. You guys are doing a wonderful job. You guys are doing a great job. The other guy said the same thing. You are doing a wonderful job. We are making such an impact with so many people. And, you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
We both are.
Thank
we
you.
We both are doing a great job.
Well, I know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you're doing a lot of the back end work. Just so you know, this would not be happening without you, my friends. And you're taking a lot of the work on that, you know, but nobody sees. And I just want you to know, I see it, I recognize it, and I appreciate it.
And you tell me that, and I accept it, and then we move on. Yeah. And I don't think in turn I say, hey, John.
Yeah, right. You never.
You want?
That's all right. Because I get it from the listeners.
There you go. And yes, you do. You do. All right. I shared with you that at Thanksgiving, my family members were talking about my podcast.
Yes. Yes.
So funny enough, we got a comment on YouTube and I read it and it says, hello, guys. Love the content. And I'm so proud of you, Brian. You are my brother and someone I look up to very much. And I thought, oh, that's so nice of this listener. Now they're associating me as their brother.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the name and it's my sister.
Oh, sweet.
I'm like, what? My sister is now commenting on our
YouTube
page. So I thought that was funny. And when I read, I'm so proud of you, you are my brother, I'm like, oh, I'm your
brother. Okay,
whatever. So I thought that was kind of funny.
You know what? That's sweet. That's really sweet.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a good sister.
All right. I am going to talk about something else, and I'd like our listeners' input on this, because item number 9, John, I signed us up for a charity podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I received through Riverside, which is our... the page we record off of, they are doing a charity podcast-a-thon in March of 2025. And they said, anybody who wants to sign up for this charity, sign up. Last year, they had over 1,000 successful podcasts all drop the same week, a charity episode, and they picked a charity of their own choosing.
Yeah.
So I thought, we would let our listeners write in and tell us a charity that they would like us to spotlight in a March episode during a podcast-a-thon.
All right, listeners, Brian's making you do some work. So
Exactly.
Yeah. He goes, you know what he said before the podcast? He goes, hey, I'm going to put this on our listeners so I don't have to listen to
exactly.
This
shit. So I don't have to research it.
No, you do enough research. You know what? That's great. I think if one of our listeners or the thousands that listen to us.
Yeah. So it's during the 7-day event, thousands of podcasters together worldwide are going to do this charity event. Simultaneously, they will release special episodes for a charity of their choosing. So
are we raising money for this charity?
I don't know yet. I just signed up for it. Well, you know, I have your credit card on file, so we'll find out.
<I'll> probably decline.
Are you one of those millions of people who had a mysterious $7.99 charge on your credit card because of that cyber hack?
You know, I'm back in it's interesting, and I think listeners have heard me say this before, that I rarely look at my finances, which I should be doing, which I am doing, and which, by the way, I'm glad you asked how the divorce is going. Thank you.
Yeah, it's next on my list.
So we're gathering all of our finances.
Yes.
So that's what's going. I think I had said this, but you know, and she didn't have me served. We just talked and we met, and she was able to file it. She just gave me the papers, and then I signed, acknowledged, and I got it. But I have to respond by the 19th, which you'll be listening to this and you're going to wonder, did he respond? Because I'm what's called a respondent.
Yes.
So I was the respondent and she is the, I forget what they call it. But anyway, I have to do that. And I've been talking to attorneys, but I haven't even secured one yet.
And you have to do this by the 19th.
I know. Yeah. But I can
holidays.
But I can fill it out. I can fill it out and then I can
all right.
Send it. So I got it. Or I may ask her for an extension.
All right.
Because I have to respond within 30 days.
There was a time stamp when my ex and I were getting our divorce where anything that was purchased before you signed this agreement was both of our responsibilities. Anything purchased after the agreement was signed was the responsibility of the person that purchased it.
Oh, okay. What you're talking about, the
division of that. I forget what it's called, but
I was just taking it. There's a great website that Los Angeles Municipal Court offers, and I'm taking that course
right now. Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, it's talking about, you know, the dividing the assets and when the assets were yours. If you had one before, and because if you did, like I had an investment property I bought before the marriage. Yeah. But then through our marriage, we had spent and made money for that investment. Yeah. And one can argue that. The investment is mine, and after...
Yeah, but I think the day she puts $1 of community money into it, it becomes community property.
Right.
But I may be...
Who knows? You know, you can argue, you can do whatever. We're just going to try to... You know, we're going to try to do it ourselves with a mediator. And again, we're trying to save money as well and do it. And then we'll... Go to mediate, you know, everything. And then if we agree on it or argue or give up or whatever, then we go back to our attorneys and then confirm and do that. And then we'll go. So right now I'm actually meeting with her tomorrow to go over finances and things like that. So,
and you guys work together. You see each other 5 days a week?
No,
come to the office.
No, she doesn't come in.
Oh, she doesn't.
No, she works out of the house. She has an office here, but she doesn't need to come in. I mean, she's very productive. She's a very productive person.
And I saw your chili cook-off photos.
We took a picture with the boys.
The boys, I saw your photos.
I mean, look, it's tough right now. It is tough. And we get in, you know, it's like take the sexuality out of it. But when you have a spouse, you have disagreements, and it still resonates and it reminds me of that. Even though we've been, my gosh, I think 8 years we haven't, you know, I've been out of the house.
Wow.
So, but yeah, we had our chili cook off here, and I made my Texas chili and cornbread and mimosas, and we had a community event, and everybody came. We've been doing this for almost, I think, 10 years now, but, oh, you saw the picture.
I did. I saw the picture. I follow you. I follow you on social media. I like all your stuff. Jumping back to real estate for a moment, I'm not plugging it, but John does something pretty funny on there. It's called Hello Nosy Neighbor. Is it Otis?
Nosy Neighbor.
Yes, and it's all about you want to know what's happening with your neighborhood or
right. What I'll do is caravan. And what a caravan is for brokers. Now, back in the day before the computer, they had what's called brokers open houses on Tuesdays from 11 to 2 or Thursdays. They still do it. We still do it. However, it was really done in the day where people couldn't see it. They like people, you know, can't go on their phones. They didn't. They had a book of the brokerages had books of what is on the market because it wasn't being sent out like it is today. And so traditionally that was the only brokers would come to the broker open house. Hey, do you have anybody for this? Oh, let me bring them on Sunday because you have your Sunday open houses, or let me do a private showing. Yeah, great. So I don't know where I spun out on this. But
I don't know where you're going. Probably the lead on private showings.
Oh, so anyway, right? No, so Nosy Neighbor, what I do is I go to my caravan for the brokers open, and I'll do a little, you know, I'll film and say, hey, you should come take a look at this. I tell them about the street because in Los Angeles or anywhere across the United States, there are what's called micro markets. And the micro market is your neighborhood where you live, where nobody else knows what's going on. And that's what we like to give out to anyone that's coming in. Or, you know, it helps our sellers, too. you know.
And the Mrs. Kravitz that want to know what's going on in the neighborhood.
Mrs. Kravitz, oh, yeah, there's plenty of those.
Yeah. Plenty of those.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I was going to give you... Oh, so update on my... Oh, this is it. I'm going to totally segue.
Go.
I walk my dog religiously.
Mm-hmm.
I get between 7 and 9 miles a day walking my dog.
What?
I walk him in the morning. I walk him at night. We walk a whole thing. But we're out.
Okay.
And I'm wearing my short shorts.
Your booty shorts.
My shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, mm-hmm. I've had, you know, men honk or whatever like that as I'm mm-hmm. walking and I just wave or whatever like that. Well, a couple months ago, I had this guy honk.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, honk, next day, honk, next day, honk. And I'm just waving or whatever like that. You know, I don't even know who he is. He's in a black Audi with tinted windows. And I just throw my hand up in the air and goes by. I'm at the grocery store maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm putting my groceries on the belt, the checkout belt.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up to me and he's like, hey, my name's blah, blah, blah. I'm the guy that honks at you every morning. And I said, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And he tells me his name. I tell him my name. And that was it. I was checking out and whatever. There's a person coming behind me. So a couple days later, I'm walking my dog. He's honking. Then he does this slow drive by one day with his window down. Finally, the other day, he rolls his window down, pulls over, and he said, hey, are you single? And I said, I am single. And I said, are you single? And he said, yeah, I'm single. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, can I get your phone number?
Whoa.
And I'm like, sure. He's not going to get anywhere with me.
Why?
Well, it turns out he's not single. First of all, he's not single. Married? He's married.
To a woman or a man?
To a woman. He's bisexual.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. You know, I have a type.
He's not
your type. He's like a nice guy. He's not my type. He wants to play around.
Let's remind ourselves. What is your type?
I like a taller man. I like
somebody. But that rules out a lot of them because you're very tall.
Yeah. I like somebody who's, you know, you don't have to be an athlete, but I like to stay in shape. I want someone who's, mm-hmm. you know, in good shape that mm-hmm. could, you know. Paddleboard, I cycle, mm-hmm. paddleboard, cycle, walk a dog right. 7 miles, mm-hmm. hike, whatever. So I want somebody who's active. I want somebody who's age appropriate.
How old was he?
Well, he has to be older than me. I say he has to be older than me. He's been married twice. He has 4 kids, whatever. But anyways, he has been hitting on me like there's no tomorrow since he got my phone number. The text messages are hilarious.
Does he want a booty call or does he want a date?
He said that he had a relationship. His wife knows that he's bisexual and he's had a relationship in the past with another man mm-hmm. while he was married. I'm not interested in that. But yeah, he's been texting me hard. He had a cold and he said he wanted to give me something, but it wasn't his cold. And I was like, oh, whatever. Lord. Yeah. So he's been, anyways.
That's, good for that's you.
Been going. Is that good for me?
Well, yeah. It builds your confidence. You know?
I don't know.
Nice to be wanted. Well, no, it's nice to be wanted.
Oh, it's nice to be wanted. Okay, guys. It's nice to be wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be wanted by somebody I want to be wanted by.
Well, that's up to you. That's up to you, man. And I think you got a tall order. Let's talk about that. It's tough.
I'm communicating with a couple guys that mm-hmm. listen to this podcast. You guys know who you are. Some of them resonate with me. They tell me, oh, I'm, you know, feel the exact same way you do. And, you know, so let's just backtrack. You were at this Christmas party over the weekend. Mm-hmm. If some guy came up to you and was hitting on you and you were feeling horny, would you have to have an attraction towards him or you would just need to be horny?
Well, I have to have an attraction if it's going to go to the next step.
What's the next step? Making out?
Well, either making out or hooking up or going on a date.
All right.
I mean,
it's not just that he's horny and you're horny.
No, I'm not going to just go with anybody that's horny. They have to. They have to have a. You know, I mean, my standards.
All right. What are John's standards? Well, you have to be
all over the place.
You have to be under 40.
No, we don't have to be under 40.
We breathing.
You have to be, you know, over 28. Over 28.
Over 28. Okay.
28 over. And I think. You know, it's interesting because I did, I was talking to this guy at the party.
All right.
And very nice gentleman, really nice. And we exchanged numbers and we talked and he texted me the next morning. It was very nice meeting you and da, da, da. And you know, and I texted him back immediately. And, but he had said... In our conversation that night, he said, yeah, and my boyfriend, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Well, you got a boyfriend. But I'm not sure because I don't know the context that he was, I think the context that he was telling the story was at the time. It okay. could be at the time he had a boyfriend or he has a boyfriend. It's very easy to find out. I'm just going to text him and say, hey, you're telling the story about your boyfriend. You still have your boyfriend? Or, yeah, I could easily
and if do he- that. As a boyfriend, does that matter to you?
Well, if they, depends what the boyfriend was like.
Oh, because for the three of you. All right. Well, not just him.
But no, but joking. Well, serious too.
All right.
But for dating, yeah, I could see going and having a cup of coffee with him or going out for dinner on a date. I could see that. Yeah.
And... A date just means a 5-hour hookup, or is no. that mean it?
No,
it would be
a date would be going to you know go have dinner or go
yeah.
or have lunch or something,
and like then that. End up at somebody's house.
Oh, would that? You know, oh, it's so interesting. It's
and then would you see him again after that, or these are one offs?
Well, yeah, the one offs are. But the one-offs are, become, you know, one-offs, two-offs, three-offs, you know, you get their number and you want to hook up, you just text, hey.
All right. You know, but it starts with a date.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't start with a date. It starts with Grindr or Sniffies. That's what it starts with. What I'm doing and what I'm enjoying now is meeting somebody at a party and not going to have sex.
Okay.
And so that is a new, not a new concept. But it's kind of just a change in the flow of
is there the next stage of coming out. You go through some people go through a whore phase,
hey, yeah.
and then they
yeah. kind some of people stay in that whore stage for a long time.
Okay.
You know, I think you know some people stay in it. They're always in it, and you know that's the interesting part about what I'm finding out with our society of gay men of. You know, a lot of gay men are open. They have an open relationship, which look, a lot of heteros, they have their open relationships too, believe me. But I don't know. I find it maybe because I'm in that arena of men that, you know, there's a lot of couples that do that. And I mean, I've talked to guys that have been together for 20, 30 years and they've had their play on the side.
Okay.
And if they're both okay with it, straight, gay, whatever, fine. Enjoy. Just enjoy.
I agree. I don't want that for myself.
Exactly. You know,
I want a relationship. I want somebody who's going to come home with me, that's yeah. going to wake up with me, that
yeah.
that I'm going to be with. I don't want somebody who's going home to somebody else.
Sure.
Or my time has a limit on it.
Right.
I can only hang out for 4 hours because I have to be here or I
yeah.
need to get home or whatever.
You want a relationship. I mean, like you want a husband. You want
something. You know,
would you be open if he was open? Would you want him open or you want him completely dedicated?
In an open relationship? I want a monogamous relationship.
Do you want a monogamous?
Well, you know.
And that's fine.
So for me,
yeah.
I never worried about any diseases when I was married to my wife. I was 100% convinced that she was 100% monogamous with me.
Yeah.
I was 100% monogamous with her. Mm-hmm. We had pre-sex, you know, we could, between us, I never had anything I had to worry about other than her getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. If you have an open relationship with a partner, you're always going to have to be protecting yourself.
Absolutely.
I don't want that. I'm not a pill person. I don't want to be taking pills, medications. I don't, right. You know, you forget whatever.
Yeah. And then you're susceptible.
I don't want that for me. So
it's going to happen. It will happen in time. Maybe with the guy with the Audi.
Yeah. No. That's not going to happen. All right, John, are we at 40 minutes?
We're 40 minutes.
Are you going to sing us out? This is Chris.
What did I sing last time? I don't remember what I said.
I don't
know. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Paint the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Amen to that.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
You're a great singer. Damn, I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Seriously, guys, if you're listening to this and you're alone, you're by yourself, and it's Christmas and it's cold out, we love you. Your love.
Absolutely.
We do. And we're here. And sometimes this season is tough for a lot of people. It's lonely. Reach out. Just reach out to friends, reach out to loved ones. And we wish you, yeah, you know, the very best.
Yes. And if you've reached out to the podcast, you know, I respond.
He does. He's a good
responder. I respond. So, all right, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.